Gotta buy some dinner tonight. Hi, James from Ingvid. So, what are we doing? We're going to talk about shopping today. As you can see, I have to go shopping because our budget, we usually have a big magazine and I'm down to this poor little piece of paper. But my dinner's on, so why don't we go to the board? Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, something we have to do wherever you go. You do it in your own country. We do it here. What I'm going to teach you is the vocabulary for basic shopping. So there, we have two other videos on Ingvid that talk about shopping and specific things. You can go and watch those as well. I recommend you do. But for now, just so you can go into a store anywhere that they speak English and get what you want when you need it, the way you want it, we're going to do this lesson right now. So the first thing you want to do is, well, you want to know if it's on sale. Sale means cheaper price. So that's what we mean. Is it on sale? The first thing you can ask, like, do you have anything on sale? For instance, club savings. All these foods are on sale. Regular price 20, now 17. I'm saving money. So sale really means S-A for save. You are saving money because you're going to pay less than the actual original price. Which leads me to the next word, price and cost. For some of you guys, you're like, we know these things, but it's actually using it properly, effectively. You can say, how much does it cost, which is different than price. They're similar, not same. Cost means, what do I have to give you? Price is what the actual money is. So you can say, how much does this cost me? You know, maybe 2 hours, and I'm using it differently than price. So similar, not same. So what is the price? What is the cost? And they will tell you how much money you have to give them. Okay, cool. That comes with the word pay. When you have a price or cost and you give them money, you must pay. I work in an English school and people have to pay. That means give the money. But you can give not just money, but different things in different forms. So one of the things we can do is we can use our credit cards. Everybody, not everyone, a lot of people have it if you're over 18. Piece of plastic that you give and they say, this is worth this much money and you can use your card to pay with it. Okay, Visa, American Express, MasterCard. These are credit cards. Debit. In North America, oh, we're in love with our debit cards. It's a card that you get from your bank that has direct access to your account. So not like a credit card where the bank is lending you some money or letting you take some money for now and you pay back. That's the credit card. Debit is right in your account. So if you have $500, they literally means really, in reality, or actually, take the money out of your account. So you can use either debit or credit to pay. And my favorite of everyone's, I don't have any, cash. Cash, money, the old-fashioned way of doing things, right? Give them the money, transaction done. Transaction is when you do business. You transact because one thing goes to another. You get product, they get money. It's a transaction, okay? Taxes. Every country has them. In some countries, like England, where they speak the Queen's English, taxes are included. So if it says $15, it's $15. But folks, I live in Canada. And what you see is not what you get. $15 becomes $16.50. $100 becomes $115. $1,000 is $1,150. That's right. Our taxes are not included. So when you come to America or Canada, be careful because you might actually have to pay taxes. If you see this, INC, taxes included. It will be taxes. It's good. It means price, what you pay. Most of the times you won't see anything and it means add more money. Taxes are what the government gets. Okay, understand this. It's what the government gets for you buying something because they want their money too. Anyway, so this is the first thing. You come in and if you can see, Mr. E is 50% off. He's on sale because I hate the damn worm. I'm trying to get rid of him. So you want him? He's yours. Any one of you, come to Ingvid, leave a comment. I'll buy the worm. We'll send it to you. Anyway, I told you. So that's it. That's the first thing. When you go in, you want to check if it's on sale. What's the price or the cost? How can you pay? And if there's taxes included, or can you get away with taxes? Right? You might say, hey, look, if I pay cash, can you do something with the taxes? Shh, I didn't tell you. More than English people. I teach you more than English. Next, before you actually pay for it, right? We found out the price cost. We're gonna look at the product or the thing we want, okay? That's why we have a box with a bow. It's what I want, maybe a camera, maybe a watch, a new shirt. That's what's in the box. So here's where we want to look at things about it. For instance, what style? Because when you buy something, maybe you want this style, or you want a polo shirt, you know, something with a nice collar around it. So you can say style or kind or type, right? What type of shirt do you like, or what kind of jeans do you like? I like blue jeans, I like black jeans, I like ballet pants. What type, or what kind, or what style? These three words can be used together, right? He likes hip-hop style, he likes classic kind of music or type. The next, size. I'm not a big guy. I know I appear bigger on TV, but in reality, I'm tiny. Much like the worm. Anyway, size. But you can get big, you can get small, you can get medium size. So in North America, you'll see this, S, M, and L. That small, medium, large are the basic sizes. Then there's extra large and extra small. But basically, you'll find those three everywhere. And finally, color. You'll notice I have color and color. Why? Because in the United States, and I know we have a lot of people there. Hi, people in the United States. Color is spelled without a U, but in Canada and Britain, it's spelled with a U. Color. So what color? Maybe you want, I'm kind of monochromatic, which means only one color. I have a black watch, black shirt, black necklace, black pen. Okay, maybe you want red or black, different colors, okay? So these are the things you can change. Other things, because these are parts you can change on the product, features, not exactly the same. A feature is what something has. Cars have features. A car might have automatic steering, or it might be manual is it automatic and manual? Sorry, there you go. It might be manual or automatic. These are features. It's not these things here. What they do is what it has in the car. Four doors, two doors, it has four-wheel drive. Benefits. After someone tells you the features about something, if you're buying a camera, it goes, it has automatic shutter, it's got sound reduction, what have you, you might go, so what? What does that do for me? And they go, okay, here's the benefit. This is what, because bena means good, this is why it's good for you. Automatic noise reduction means you can get rid of all the outside noise. Oh, very good, very interesting, yes? Okay, and that's why we do that. So you can say to somebody, what are the features on this product? What are the benefits to me? Does it come in this size, this style, or this type of thing? And what size is it? See, you get information so you can get exactly what you want. And if you're very smart, remember we talked about sale? We can talk about discount. You can say, if I buy five of these, can I get a discount? It's not the same as sale. This is different. It's because I'm doing something, I want to get another benefit. I'm giving you more money, give me more money. I'm gonna save you money, son, I told you. Okay, and if there's something wrong, maybe there's a little scratch or a scratch is a little cut on the product, you can go, I want a discount. Look, it's not perfect. It's not 100%. Change the price for me. See? If you don't get a sale, go for the discount. We have talked about the mystery on sale. We have talked about the product, how to change it to make it ours, modify it for ourselves. We're individuals, after all. Now, finally, please come again. If you ever watch The Simpsons, Abu, I love you, man. I really do. Come again is his favorite thing. You're leaving. Don't leave without these things. That's why it's basic shopping, but this is like guerrilla shopping. You want to get everything you need. What do I mean by that? Well, first things first, if you buy something expensive, like this marker, it doesn't matter. But if I buy a new laptop, I want a warranty. A warranty is basically the company saying, if anything's wrong when you leave the store, we will fix it. We will make it okay. No problem. Some people go, I don't care. And then they go home, they open it up, it doesn't work. And the company goes, no warranty? Your problem, not ours. So you should say, if it's an expensive thing, like a camera or a new cell phone or, you know, iPod, what's the warranty? Because they will tell you for 1 year or even a car, they'll say 1 year, 6 months, we will protect you. We promise to make sure everything's okay. No problem for you. So you go, does this have a warranty? Next, the warranty is for the product, but every store has what we call a return policy. Some stores will say, hey, the product has a warranty, but we won't give you your money back. You have to talk to the person who made the product. Yeah, right. You're like, but I'm protected for the product by the company. But the store that sells it might just say, our return policy is no money back. No money, our money, not yours. So you want to check, do I get my money back if there's a problem? Or do I have to get a receipt, or not a receipt, they have this little piece of paper, they go, credit note, which means no money for you, but you can buy anything in the store. It's up to you. Maybe it's okay if you know you're going to use it again. If not, don't go for credit note. But if you want to get a good return policy and a warranty, the one thing you must leave with, you must never, ever forget, and this is the most important part of the lesson, keep your receipt. No receipt, no return policy, no warranty, and all these other things are no good. So I'm going to wrap this up because now you should be going, time to go shopping, okay? You're in my country, do so, or in any country that speaks English, okay? So very quickly, ask for a sale if there's a sale on the product. Check out the price or the cost. You can ask, they'll tell you. And I said quickly, so listen and focus. How can I pay? Cash, debit, or credit? It's the modern world. You never know. Are the taxes included or not included? Do I have to pay extra money for this? Is it 15 or 20? My package, can I make it small, big, large? What are the benefits? What are the features? And finally, give me my damn receipt. So I got to go. Mr. E, see you later. Once again, I want you to come to where? Favorite website, www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video, where you'll see me and Mr. E. Come again, please, come again. Bye.